Welcome to the GolfChannel.com podcast. I'm Rex Hoggard. My pleasure to be joined by Tom Lovelady. Now, we're talking about the class of 2011, and specifically I want to talk to you about what it was like playing against those guys, being a part of that class, when you consider what they've accomplished now.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. Junior golf, obviously, being in the same tournaments as a majority of the guys out there, the competition was really strong. You know, not only 2011, but, you know, the surrounding classes, but the majority of the guys from my class are out here on the PGA Tour or have been out here for a couple years and played really well in college golf. So playing with them, growing from a young age, probably 15 or 16, the competition, you know, really helps you kind of stand out among others, and it's just a really strong class.
When you consider it's 2017, so you're 6 years removed from high school graduation, most people, myself included, weren't even graduated from college after 6 years. And how many of you are on the PGA Tour? How many have won? How many are heading in that direction like yourself? Is it a little amazing when you sit back and think about it?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, you hear about the young generation, you know, playing well, but a lot of it is from the class of 2011 with Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Patrick Rogers, Ollie Snyder-Jans.
You're going to leave someone out? You always leave somebody out. I know.
Emiliano Grillo. And I, like you said, I'm going to leave somebody out. But, you know, those are, you know, President's Cup, Ryder Cup guys, and they're not even 25 yet. I mean, that's – and that's just naming a few. So, yeah, I mean, it's really cool to see what guys have been doing out here that I've grown up with in such a short amount of time.
When you look at what those guys have been able to do, and I've spoke with other guys from the class, do you use that as motivation, or is it a little bit extra pressure?
It depends how you look at it. I look at it as motivation. You know, I don't really like to put any pressure on myself. More motivation in that knowing that I've been playing with them for, eight, 9 years. You know, I know their games. I know mine, this and that. And I know that just seeing them have success is giving me motivation to have, you know, somewhat similar success of my own and just keep growing as a player and, you know, see where it takes me.
Is there something to be said for the mindset that as you're getting ready to turn pro and you're finishing up at Alabama and you see what these guys who you competed against, who you had success against, have that kind of success at the highest level, is there motivation in that?
Absolutely. You know, not only Justin, just from being a teammate, but Smiley Kaufman. You know, we grew up at the same club. We're both from Birmingham. We played with each other since we began playing golf. And so it was really cool to see him. He won, his third or fourth tournament out on tour. And
Went to the wrong SEC school is the only
He problem. Did, but they hadn't beat us in a while, so I'm okay with that. But nonetheless, I mean, it's really cool because there's, you know, not only the guys from school, but guys that I've been friends with for a while, you know, my age, have success, and it's really cool to just, you know, watch them. And, you know, now that I'm starting to come out here, it's cool to kind of hopefully put myself in one of their shoes for a week.
See, the Alabama guy can say that pretty much about anyone. They haven't beat us for a while, so outside of a Clemson fan, you can say that to pretty much anybody.
Yeah, but I'm not going to. I don't want any bad karma.
When you look back, do you remember the earliest junior events that you might have showed up at that these guys were at?
Yeah, funny story about the first one. So it was the FootJoy Invitational. I believe it was after my ninth grade year, so I'm going to guess that was 2008, 2009-ish. Mm-hmm. I was paired with Jordan in the third round, and, you know, everybody heard the buzz, Jordan Spieth this or that, and fun to play with them. We kind of hit it off and became friends after that. And the final round, I got paired with Justin Thomas, and you know, we kind of became friends a little bit. And on the 10th hole, I brought up, you know, where do you want to go to school? And he goes, I'm interested in here in Alabama. My first reaction was, because I knew that Alabama wanted him, I said, don't go to Alabama. Dead serious. Don't go to Alabama. Because, and he goes, why? You know, just as anybody would. And I go, because I want to go there. Because I knew that the class was strong, and I knew they only had so many spots, and that's where I really wanted to go. And, you know, just as it has it, we both ended up there, both hit it off after that. We've been very, very good friends ever since that day. That was probably the first event where I hate to use the word breakout, but where my name started to get out there. I ended up losing the tournament by one or two to Justin, I believe. But that was the team was so strong. There was all Americans all over it, and just to be a part of the team, even as a five man, was really cool.
When you look at those early competitions, and I'm sure that you just talked about going head to head with Justin in the final round, but were there things off the golf course? I mean, did you guys have putting contests, chipping contests when you actually weren't competing inside the ropes?
In junior golf?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, not necessarily on the golf course, but also off the golf course. But yeah, I'd love to have putting competitions. That's my favorite thing. Because competition only makes you better, whether it's friendly or inside the ropes. Any competition is good competition, and I just loved, you know, being out there around guys that were better than me, which would, you know, hopefully end up making me a better player myself.
Well, how about when you were a freshman? I mean, I guess you and Justin
Absolutely.
Probably had a lot of putting contests, chipping contests.
Yeah, and... yeah. I mean, not only Justin, you had Bobby Wyatt, Corey Whitsitt, mm-hmm. Trey Mullinax. You know, those were all Americans, first team, second team.
You just read the tee sheet for Thursday here at the RSM.
I sure did. And, you know, not only Justin, but having five other guys that can really compete day in, day out just makes you, you know, that much better. And over time, you get better each day, and here you are at the RSM.
When you look at that competition and the level of competition, obviously, in retrospect, that you can look back now, did that factor into your ability to earn a PGA Tour card and to feel a little bit more comfortable?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one thing if you go to, you know, a school that has, you know, one or two All-Americans, which is still very, very good. But I was fortunate enough to be on a team with four, sometimes even five All-Americans. I mean, that's, you don't get that, especially on one team where there's only eight or nine guys. I mean, that is a very special team, and to practice day in, day out, qualify with them day in, day out, I mean, that definitely has a huge part of where I am now.
Well, and we're sitting here trying to quantify the class of 2011, and the fact mm-hmm. of the matter is you've been doing something special collectively as a class for
right.
a very long time. So when you have a player like a Jordan Spieth who wins majors or Justin Thomas who wins majors, mm-hmm. it probably is a little bit less surprising to you guys than it is to those of us on the outside looking in, I would guess.
Yeah. It is cool, but another cool thing about what and this is just coming from me, and I can speak for Justin and Jordan a little bit on this, is, you know, we root for each other. You know, you want your friend to have success. You want, you know, I'm pulling for Justin to win. I'm pulling for Jordan to win. I'm pulling for Ollie to win. I'm pulling for Patrick to win. I'm pulling for Emiliano to win. You know, I think that, you know, on some guys that could take pressure off of you because, you know, you want people to play well, so that kind of takes your mind off of what you have to, you know, off of any distractions that you could have. But, I mean, it's just such a good class that just to be a part of it, it's just a really cool thing.
When you see Jordan doing what he did at the Open Championship or Justin doing what he did at the U.S. Open, it surprises us. It probably doesn't surprise you very much.
You know, I honestly just treat Justin like he's just one of the guys, you know. It's really cool to win the FedEx Cup, win a major, and win however many times he's won, five, six, seven, I don't even know. I don't think of him as a golfer. You know, he's just one of my buddies, and I don't want to treat him special because of what he's done. To me, Justin is Justin. He's not Justin the FedEx Cup winner. He's just Justin Thomas, who I like to give a hard time to as often as I can without it coming back to me.
Who's a better practical joker, you or JT?
Him. I wish I was.
And who's better on Twitter, you or JT?
He's better on Twitter. I'm not a big Twitter. He's got some good punchlines, I will say. Somehow always comes back to bite me, but...
Going back to the actual class and trying to figure out what makes you special, because you've competed against this, and I was talking with Brian Bateman, who talked about his rookie year on tour and how uncomfortable he was and how he was just trying to keep his card. you, as in the class of 2011, you guys don't seem to have that same mental hurdle. Is that because of all the things you did, not just competing against that level of competition, but all the training you did, the coaching you did, and having those guys around you?
Absolutely. I mean, it does start in junior golf, because then that builds your college career, which, you know, then builds your professional career. But playing against such strong competition made you better in junior golf, which allowed you to get recruited by a higher ranked school, you might say, which, you know, practicing around the talent that's there translates to more success potentially. And, you know, you might end up on the PGA Tour where your mindset has been win, you know, not just be good enough. So with that mindset, you don't think about being top 125. You think about trying to be as high as you can to the number one, instead of, you know, just trying to make the cut or just trying to keep your card. You know, you want to play the best you can, because that's all you've known since you were 15, 16 years old. So I think the mindset, it's the mindset everyone should have. Because nobody wants to just get by and, you know,
everyone just should, but I think that's what separates the class.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, since the class has had the mindset of win, you know, you don't know anything other than that.
Now, you train with Justin back home. I was just talking with your trainer in South Florida. Mm-hmm. Is there also something to be said for how you as a group were raised to be professionals? When you were amateur golfers, when you were juniors, when you were a freshman in high school, you were essentially training like a PGA Tour pro.
Yeah, because that's because of the quality of guys. I mean, the guys were so strong that you had to do everything you could, whether it was on course or off course, to be the best you can every single day and better yourself every single day, you know, to hopefully end up potentially being on the PGA Tour. And you've kind of lived the PGA Tour lifestyle for a while, just minus the traveling and all of that. But, you know, all of the outside things, just trying to better yourself, not only as a golfer, but as, you know, a man, and doing everything the right way. I think that has a huge part in success.
I think I know the answer to this, and I'm never supposed to ask a question that I know the answer to, but who's the next guy out of the class to break through?
You know, that's a good question.
You have to say yourself.
I would like for it to be myself, but there's just so many guys. I mean, it's hard to say it's going to be him, when it could really be him. You know, there's just so many guys, and I would absolutely love to be the next one, but, you know, when it's my time, it's my time.
Finally, when you have an opportunity to spend time with Justin down in South Florida, mm-hmm. your friends with Jordan Spieth, do they offer you advice, or is the competitiveness too much to help each other out?
No, I definitely asked Justin, what do you think about this? You know, when you turned pro, what came at you that you weren't expecting? Yeah, I'm definitely not afraid to ask him for advice, because, shoot, he's won a major, he's won the FedEx Cup, and he's won more than a handful of times. So why would you not use those resources when it's just a text or a phone call away? And, you know, I'm not scared to ask stupid questions or be made fun of, you know, if it helps me. So I definitely ask him for advice.
What was his advice? What comes at you the fastest? I would be curious to hear the answer to that.
You know, I've asked him for a lot of advice, but more recently, I've played in, I guess, 4 events so far, and I've realized that you don't have to be perfect to perform well out here. And I think that that's kind of what I have tried to do the first handful of events, is that I've tried to be too good, kind of gotten in my own way, kind of held me back a little bit from playing my best. And, you know, he's just said that, you know, fairways and greens and whoever has the best short game that week is probably going to get it done, which, you know, just get in the hole as fast as you can. You don't have to hit, you know, you don't have to bomb it down there, you know, and hit in the rough and then miss the green, you know, just pick your spots to be aggressive. You know, there might be holes where you can be aggressive with a 6-iron, but you can't with a 9-iron. So it's really about picking your spots and, you know, knowing that par is a good score and that bogeys really do hurt you.
Tom, thank you so much for your time. Good
Absolutely.
Luck this week.
Thank you.